Can we know with certainty that the rapture of the church is before the tribulation? That's on this episode of Ask a Bible Teacher. Welcome back to Ask a Bible Teacher on Return to the Word. We believe the Word of God has the answers to your questions, and we want to help you find them. The question we're going to tackle in this episode is, can we know with certainty that the rapture of the church is before the tribulation? You know, my wife and I are truly blessed. We have two teenagers and a beautiful three-year-old little girl. With our older children, both believers, we get to talk about the deeper things of Christ. And with our three-year-old, we keep it simple. She knows that Jesus loves her. If we're looking for the Bible to specifically tell us just in a few simple words, much like we talk with our three-year-old, that the rapture is before the tribulation, well, we'll be disappointed. But if we're looking to have a more adult conversation about the timing of the rescue of the church, much like we talk with our teenagers, then yes, we can prove this with certainty. In fact, I believe the blessed hope of the imminent return of Christ is a common theme found throughout the New Testament epistles. It was the position of the New Testament church. It starts with knowing that the church must be rescued before the day of the Lord's wrath. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, 1 Thessalonians 5:9, and Revelation 3:10 all indicate that the church will be rescued before the day of the Lord's wrath. And therefore, identifying when the day of the Lord's wrath begins identifies when the rapture will take place. The day of the Lord's wrath, it encompasses the entire 70th week of Daniel. Zephaniah 1:14 through 18, Hosea 5:10, Ezekiel 7:19, and Luke 21:23. Now we come to this conclusion by carefully examining and comparing the related passages in Scripture. A point-by-point comparison of Revelation 6 and Matthew 24, it shows that both texts are undoubtedly referring to the same events. They help us to identify the timing of the rapture by providing evidence that the seal judgments in Revelation begin at the start of the tribulation. Revelation 6:16, it demonstrates that the opening of the seals is the prophetic day of the Lord's wrath, and therefore this wrath must begin at the start of the tribulation. Because the church is to be rescued from this wrath, the church will be raptured before the tribulation begins. A second proof of the pre-tribulation rapture of the church, it's related directly to the Jewish nature of the tribulation. The church did not participate in the first 69 weeks of years for the nation of Israel in Daniel 9:24 through 25. So why would the church then participate in the 70th week? Remember, this period of time is referred to as Jacob's trouble in Jeremiah 37. Even in Daniel 9:24, we witness the distinct references to the Jewish people, as Daniel was told, 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city. The 144,000 witnesses will be of the tribes of the children of Israel. Revelation 7:4. There will be 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes. The Olivet Discourse itself is Jewish in nature. The church is not present in any sense in Matthew chapters 24 and 25. The disciples' questions in Matthew 24:3 related to Jerusalem, Israel, and the Lord's second coming in glory to establish his kingdom. Even the Old Testament descriptions of this period are clearly Jewish in nature. Zechariah 12:8-9. A third argument for the pre-tribulation rapture of the church is the literary structure of the book of Revelation. It indicates that the church is not present on earth once the seal judgments begin. Certainly, the book of Revelation gives us supplemental information about additional activities that will take place during the tribulation. You know, it's generally understood that the ministry of the 144,000 witnesses will span the entire 7 years. The intense persecution of Israel will primarily take place in the second half of the tribulation. The discussion of the beast and the false prophet relates to the second half. This additional information further describes the activities taking place during this 7-year period. Yet, it must be recognized that the church is never mentioned in Revelation 4-18. And if the church is to take part in some of the judgments of the tribulation, why? Why is it never mentioned? And so therefore, the literary structure itself of Revelation is actually a very strong argument for the rapture of the church taking place before the tribulation. A fourth argument relates directly to the mystery concept of the church. This makes the pre-tribulation rapture a necessity. The church is a temporary interruption in God's program with Israel, which was not brought into existence until after the 69th week of Daniel 9. Historically, the church had no place in the first 69 weeks, and so it follows that the church has no place in the 70th week either. So if you take these together, these facts all point us to the understanding that the departure of the church to meet the Lord in the air, the rapture, it must precede the arrival of the day of the Lord's wrath. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you have a Bible question we can help you answer, come visit us at returntotheword.com.